Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund, and phenology talkbacks are produced by our own Charlie Mitchell. Our first report for this morning's children's phenology, student phenology, comes from Michelle Martin's class at Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield, Minnesota.
Greetings on this palindrome day from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota. I'm Silas.
And I'm Anne. It's been another busy week.
Probably the coolest thing we saw this week was during a lessons on food chains.
We were all outside reviewing producers, primary consumers, and secondary consumers when
a Cooper Hawk slipped out of a tree
and knocked a big robin off the lawn.
And flew away to dismember and devour the robin in peace.
All that was left was a pile of little downy feathers. How's that for experimental education?
We'll all remember that lesson, that's for sure.
But other exciting stuff is happening.
Ginkgo, red oak, and white oak are just now having bud break.
The lilac and honeysuckle have leaf out, but no flowers yet.
The wild plums are in bloom and are covered with pollinators.
At least when it isn't too windy or cold.
We've seen a lot of butterflies, especially admirals, but Anne saw a swallowtail.
Anita confirmed a monarch sighting on April 21st.
Blake got stung by a wasp.
Finley had a very close encounter with a Cooper's hawk. It flew about a foot above his head.
We're still seeing juncos, and we've also seen our first goldfinch.
Arlo saw a heron, and Vigo still seeing a lot of cowbirds.
I report that fish aren't biting it.
But out in the woods, spring ephemerals are in force. I saw Dutchman's breeches, rue anemone, and plumerera.
The bloodroot is still in bloom, and now wild ginger is too.
This has been Prairie Creek Community School.
One more step along the phenology journey.
Wow, what a great report. My goodness, got to be outside when a Cooper's hawk swooped down and took a robin. You don't see that every day. It happens every day, but you don't see it. That's pretty special. I'm thrilled that the kids got a chance to see that. Bud break on the ginkgo, the red oak, and the white oak. I looked at my red oaks yesterday, and their buds are swollen, but not anywhere near what I would call bud break. And then lilac and honeysuckle have leaf out, but no flowers yet. And up here, most of mine have achieved bud break. Not all, but some have achieved bud break. And then I thought that it was really interesting. In the woods, Dutchman's breeches, rue anemone, and pulmonaria, the Dutchman's breeches and rue anemone are not common this far north. We have wood anemone. And there are some Dutchman's breeches growing in certain sweet areas around here. The Feely unit, sort of east of Warba, there's some Dutchman's breeches blooming out or growing out in that area. And they are, as far as I know, not yet blooming. Our next report comes from the Phenology Club at Oak Grove Elementary School in Bloomington.
Hi, this is
Hannah,
Annika,
Ellie,
and Edgar,
reporting from Oak Grove Elementary in Bloomington, Minnesota.
This week's weather has been cloudy, windy, with a high of 60 degrees today. We had a little precipitation this week.
With our animal observations, we noticed birds chirping and an owl pellet.
With our plant observations, we noticed lots of budding and the grass is getting green.
We were wondering if the animals used the teepee we built in the woods and what happened to the puffer mushrooms in our woods.
That's all for today. Stay tuned for the next OGE Phenology Club and Nature episode. Fly high!
Yes, indeed. Get above the trees and enjoy the view. Owl pellets, you know, those are a rather special sort of a thing, a special sort of a discovery that you can do if you're lucky enough to find one. Take it apart. Be careful. Be gentle. And you will find all sorts of bones in there that will tell you a lot about what the owl has been eating. The grass is getting green down there, and I'm even seeing a little bit of green grass in my own yard. So I think it is definitely happening. And the puffer mushrooms, I'm assuming they're talking about the little puffballs this time of year. They're the last year's mushrooms that are filled with spores. My guess is most of them got kicked apart by young kids because that's what kids do, and that's what the mushroom wants. So there'll be more puffer mushrooms coming up before too long. Our next report comes from the Chad Cadet's class at Little Falls.
This is Miranda and Avery reporting from Mr. Katz's class in Little Falls Middle School. This is our phenology report for the week of April 21st.
We saw our first lightning on Tuesday the 16th, and after the storm, the roads were covered with red maple flowers.
Friday the 19th, we had multiple reports of yellow-rumped warblers, and the next day there were larger groups feeding on the suet at the bird feeders.
We have spotted bumblebees, yellow jackets, ground beetles, ants, and our first dragonfly this week.
There seems to be nightcrawler mounds everywhere that there are soil or grass.
The hepatica is blooming, and there are patches of trout lily leaves in the woods.
One classmate thought he heard crickets, but we thought that only the eggs survived the winter. It is possible that it was frogs he was hearing, but perhaps it was a survivor.
Multiple classmates observed robins gathering nesting materials.
We had a report of a Wilson snipe, a brown thrasher, and a palm warbler.
Mr. Cadets found a red admiral butterfly and is very puzzled by it. They migrated south last fall, so we are not expecting to see any around here in the spring. That is our report for this week. Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Thank you, kids. What a nice report. Mr. Cadets has really got those children tuned in. I like the note about the first lightning, and then after the storm, the ground being covered by the red maple flowers. And I've been watching my red maples, and they have not yet dropped their flowers, but my silver maple has. So keep an eye on your red maples. I would expect that the flowers, the male flowers, will be coming off very soon. Bumblebees, yellow jackets, ground beetles, and ants. First dragonfly. No doubt it was one of the migratory green darners. Hepatica is blooming down there. I have reports from around the area of a few hepaticas blooming around here, but I looked at my hepaticas yesterday and nothing. I mean, not even buds coming up. Possibly crickets, but probably a frog. Robins gathering nesting materials. I have not seen that here, though this morning as I look out the window, I see starlings are trying to build a nest in the Martin house. And let's see, a red admiral butterfly. I had reports from two sources last week of red admirals in the Twin Cities. So that's kind of an interesting note. And a Wilson snipe. I didn't see one, but I heard one. And so they are definitely coming this way. And thank you. Thank you for that great report. Our final report for this hour of the morning comes from our good friends, the students of Nate Masakevich in Baxter Elementary School.
Hello, we're from Mr. Masakovic's class at Baxter Elementary School. My name is Luna.
Lincoln.
And Audrey.
And we are your phrenologist for this week. We had rain this last Tuesday with thunder, our first since Good Friday. But other than that, it's been nice and sunny. Plants like dandelions are sprouting, as well as my mom's tulips. Also, a northern pin oak broke through its bud. Our small-toothed aspen male catkins are dropping. Our female ones are starting to turn green. Beaked and American hazel have bud break too.
Audrey saw a baby deer with its mother. One of our classmates also had a big tick on him.
One of our classmates thought they saw a baby loon, but we think it's too early. We saw a male and female crossbill as well.
This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Nice work, kids. Always happy to hear from the kids down in the Brainerd area. Mom's tulips are breaking ground, and I found tulips breaking ground over at Cohasset yesterday in the southern exposures of on the south end of the school. They have a little patch of tulips that are coming up. Pin oak has broken its bud. The trembling aspen catkins, the male catkins, are dropping. The female ones are starting to turn green, something you should be looking at right around here as well. A baby deer with its mother. This is sort of early. Typically, fawns would be born about this time in May, about a month from now, would be when I would expect to start seeing baby deer. And a baby loon, and I think they were right. It is too early for a baby loon. Probably was maybe a little hooded merganser, or maybe a grebe, something that looks like a loon.
Coming up, we'll have more student phonology reports. We also got a text. I want to make sure I remember this one. Loons returned to Horseshoe Lake in southwest Grand Rapids last Sunday, April 22nd. So wonderful to hear their calls again. That's from Dan Hansen. Good to hear from you, Dan.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. You know, I heard this morning for the first time what I think was a loon on my lake. Now, if it was on my lake, it was well up to the opposite end of the lake from where I live because it sounded far away. But I don't think I could have heard the call from Hale Lake, which is the next lake over.
Okay.
So I think that there are loons back on my lake finally. I am crossing my fingers, and I will be going down there later today and seeing if I can spot it, because I've been loonless since ice out, and that makes me nervous.
Oh, it was about a week ago we started hearing loons on Pacagama, I think. So,
and normally my lake goes out, the ice goes out around the 8th of April. And usually the loons are in the day the ice goes out.
Oh,
now,
okay.
This year the ice went out and came back in and went back out all before the 8th of April. and I'm not sure what whether the loons got confused or what happened, but I am hopeful that the loons are back. Time for more student phenology, and we're going to start our next report. Comes from Leona Cicci's class at Roots and Wings Forest School in New York Mills.
This is Hazel.
This is Rose.
This is Kip.
This is Finn reporting from Roots and Wings Forest School in New York Mills.
On April 10th, Charlie and Lori came over, and we went down to the creek. We saw a dead coyote. We were at the end of the day. We were jumping in the creek and going swimming. It was really fun.
We raced rafts too.
And like Hazel was saying, Finley jumped in the creek. Well, should I say cannonballed.
And the peepers are also waking him up.
We found a deer hoof by the creek, and Leona found it. And we had to guess what it was. And we guessed it was a horse foot or a deer hoof. It was one deer hoof.
April 17th, I found a nest up in a tree when we were climbing, and then it was quite big. We don't know what it was.
Would you say it was like bigger than your head?
Yes, it was definitely bigger than my head.
When we were out frog hunting earlier today, we were walking around with nets out in the deep water. The water, I would say, was about 2 feet, maybe three. And I found some tadpoles. And that's it.
As I was fishing for frogs, I saw that one of my friends found an egg in their net. And we're pretty sure it was a duck egg. And I also found a deer skeleton. And I have a little song to share.
We didn't see any frogs, but we still had fun.
I can't imagine a better classroom. Oh, my word. I mean, just this, I found a nest up in a tree when we were climbing. How many of you have climbed a tree? I haven't climbed a tree in probably 20 years.
At school.
At school, yes. My goodness. Oh, absolutely wonderful experiences. Spring peepers swimming in the creek. I mean, it's April. I'm thinking of my dad always used to take my son, my brother and I sucker spearing, and we would be swimming in the creeks around the 1st of May. In those days, there was no restriction. I don't think you can go sucker spearing now before the 1st of May. But in those days, you just went when you thought the suckers were running. And my father always maintained that the suckers ran in the creeks when the oak leaves were the size of a squirrel's ear, which means bud break, because that's about how big an oak leaf is relative to a squirrel's ear. So at any rate, there was a lot of swimming that went on in that time. Tadpoles. A duck egg, and then all the experience with the dead coyote, deer skeletons. My God, those kids are going to be the best educated kids in the world. I can't imagine. Our next report comes from Highland Catholic School's trip to Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
This is Wes and Margo from Highland Catholic School in St. Paul. During our outdoor school trip to Long Lake Conservation Center, the low temperature was 26 degrees Fahrenheit and the high temperature was 48. We had some rain and it was snowing this morning. Will it be the last snow of the season? Between the rain and snow, we observed lots of interesting nature, including a few first-of-the-year sightings. We found the first baby painted turtle of the year. We learned that hatchlings from eggs that are laid late in the season may stay underground in the nest over the winter, emerging in the spring. The Long Lake staff thinks that's what happened. For the first time this year, a groundhog was observed out of his burrow and running around. The woodpeckers are out in trees and being very loud. We identified hairy, downy, red-bellied, pileated, and even a red-headed woodpecker.
Naturalist Katie told us she saw the year's first bluebird on campus. The ruffed grouse were drumming like crazy, and the chirping of the frogs in the marsh was loud and beautiful. Our group found two snails on wood, observed loons, ducks, and beavers in the lake. During lake bottom organisms class, we found a dragonfly nymphs and diving beetles and looked at them under a microscope. In the bog, tamaracks have small buds after losing their needles last fall. There's a lot of poop in nature. Our group found raccoon dumpings near the compass field, deer scat, the earthworms are pooping, and we watched the squirrels relieve themselves in the seeds they were eating. Gross. It was a great week in nature, and we want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Indeed, live connected. And as far as scat goes, yeah, if you're alive and you're eating, you're pooping. So that's just how it works. Baby painted turtle, and they went on to explain quite well what happens, why you might find a turtle, the size of a 50-cent piece this time of year, or maybe a littler one, even the size of a quarter. They are holdovers from last year. The eggs were laid last year. The female turtles have not yet come out to lay their eggs. That typically happens around the 1st of June. Rough grouse are drumming for sure, and bluebirds are definitely coming into the area. Our next report comes from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. My name is Addie, and I am your phrenologist for this week. On Sunday, April 14th, it reached 74 degrees. A few days later, a strong low-pressure wind moved in the Duluth area on Tuesday and Wednesday and resulted in gale-force east-to-northeast wind gusts. On Thursday, April 11th, Miss Urban saw a killdeer, yellow-bellied sapsucker, and heard a fox sparrow. On Monday, April 15th, Miss Urban saw more migratory ducks, including buffaloheads, pie-billed grebes, and common red-breasted hooded bergensers. By Friday, April 12th, all the maple taps were pulled at school. When the weather starts to get warmer and the buds start swelling on the maple trees, that's a sign that the syruping season is over. In fact, Miss Urban noticed that the maple tree started to flower on Tuesday, April 16th. Also on Tuesday, Miss Rademacher's class found a willow tree in the swale in full bloom with fuzzy white and yellow flowers. Later, they saw a willow in the woods, and the buds hadn't fully opened yet. Miss Rolfe found a wood tick on her dog on Saturday, April 13th. She also noticed on Saturday that there were so many black flies crawling on the grass, but not many were flying. Miss Jackson's class found water striders on the stream on Wednesday, April 17th. On Sunday, March 14th, Miss Rolfe heard the frogs for the first time this year, and on Friday, March 19th, she saw her first garter snake this year. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thanks, kids. Nice report. Always interesting to hear what's going on in the Duluth area. Gale force winds. Boy, that really must have stirred up the lake. I can't even imagine what the Lake Superior would look like with a northeaster blowing into Duluth. Killdeer, yellow-bellied sapsuckers, fox sparrows, all of those coming back. Buffleheads, pied-billed grebes, common red-breasted and hooded mergansers. Those are all cool birds. Get out and check out the water near you. You're likely to be surprised by something. Our next report comes from West Elementary School in Grand Rapids.
Hello, my name is Noelia.
And Ivy.
This is our phonology report from Mr. Cody's fourth grade classroom at West Elementary. Ahoy from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. We took a walk in a cold west wind. We saw some good progress. The sugar maple, basswood, butternut, and paper birch did not change much.
The red maple, though, had flowered and even wilted in the last week. The leatherwood has also flowered. Right next to it, the beaked hazel had male-female presence. Also, many of us have been seeing many wasps.
As always, get outside.
It's a good time to be outside for sure. The red maples did do their flowering. They came out and flowered and said, that's enough of that. And now I'm kind of watching the red maples in my yard to see when the male flowers start to fall off. Leatherwood, if you are in a soil area, if you have some of that rich, sweet soil near you, you should get out and check out your leatherwood because they only shine once a year, and this is their time. Bright yellow flowers, beautiful yellow flowers this time of year. So get out and make sure you get a chance to look at those. Our next report comes from Badette.
This is Elijah with the phonology report. From Badette on April 15th through 19th. On Friday, our school spooked a gardening snake in the school forest. Mrs. Pearson reported swatting a mosquito on Friday. On Saturday, Sunday, Maya witnessed a moose crossing on Highway 71 near Redwick. Chorus frogs were heard on Friday with wood frogs cawing. Shortly after on Saturday, a leopard frog was near Bostick Lake on Saturday. Finally, the first northern flits in the area were seen on Monday.
Very good. Nice report. You know, the thing I like about listening to the Badette report is that a lot of the things that we have seen here, like the flicker, like the calling of the frogs, they're just starting to happen in Badette, and that's the way phenology works. It's, you know, we listen to the Northfield group, and we get an idea of what's coming our way, and we listen to, Brainerd, and we get an idea, and then it's in Grand Rapids, and now they're seeing it up in Badette, and that is a lot of fun for me, and it makes all of phenology sort of make sense. And we have this note from our good friend Judd Brink, who says, this is my last report from the Sac Zim Bog as my guiding season is just about over. And these are the birds that he observed. Ruffed grouse observed a male drumming, black-billed magpie at a nest, two nesting pairs of bald eagles, a red-tailed hawk, northern harrier, merlin, great gray owl, barred owl, downy and hairy woodpecker, pileated woodpecker, brown creeper, ruby and golden crowned kinglets, purple finch, evening grosbeak, pine siskin, American goldfinch, turkey vulture, blue-wing teal, mallard wood duck, common goldeneye, common merganser, hooded merganser, trumpeter swan, common loon, Canada goose, fox sparrow, pied-billed grebe, northern flicker, winter wren, yellow-bellied sapsucker, American kestrel, Wilson snipe, song sparrow, common grackle, red-winged blackbird. Happy birding. And Judd, thanks for your reports all winter. It's always nice to have an eye over there in the Sac Zim Bog and know what's going on in that neighborhood.